Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with Kathleen Fields, who is president and owner of Flint Hill Farm outside of Coopersburg. It's a 26-acre preserved farm that's also a nonprofit agricultural center that's serving a variety of populations. Kathleen, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I much appreciate it.
Let's start with the history and the location of the land, how long it's been farmed, and how long you've been there.
Well, I've been blessed to be there since 1997. I've met the two wonderful farmers, the Seacons and the Hassocks, which cover over 150 years of history. We are right at the top of Flint Hill, so we are the second highest point in Lehigh County.
Oh, wow.
And that's just second to Bake Oven Ridge, and we have our own weather up there.
And actually, you're at the far southern tip of Lehigh County, right?
Yes, we have. If I jump over my rock wall, I'm in Bucks County, and if I go out to the far side of my woodlot, I am in Northampton County, so okay. I'm snuggled right in between all of them.
And you have 26 acres, right?
Yes, we're blessed with that.
Lots of land. What type of agriculture are you practicing on the land?
Well, people ask me what we grow, and I tell them we grow lives. That's our crop. In that we have a nonprofit ag ed center, and most of our other land is used for pasture land for our Jersey cows and for our horses that we use for horseback riding, and also we use for summer camp. We rescued about 8 of the standardbreds that were the best day of their lives was when we took off their meat stickers. So we are very blessed to have them as well.
And how many animals are on the property?
Too many. We have goats, sheep, chickens, ducks, cows, horses. I usually go into lions, tigers, and bears, and then they go, what? No, but they...
And you are a certified raw milk dairy, right?
Correct.
I saw on your website. So what does that mean, and what are you doing with the dairy products?
Well, we are a certified raw milk dairy, and I hardly believe in that. We are one of the smallest raw milk dairies in Pennsylvania. When I had the pleasure of going out to a meeting out in Harrisburg, somebody raised their hand and said, yes, I have a 500-gallon milk tank. And somebody else said, yes, I have a 250-gallon milk tank. And I said, I've got a 30-gallon milk tank. And so I have 2 30-gallon milk tanks, and that's what we run our farm off of. And with that, we produce both cheese, yogurt, butter, kefir, and then we also do a pasteurized milk for the food banks.
Our listeners could find your products on the farm or farmers markets. Where could people find products?
We have an on-site farm store. They also can go online and order. We also have our milk at the corner cupboard in Quakertown, and we have been for at least 10 years at the Lower Saucon Farmers Market. So we've been quite a few places.
And you're also growing vegetables and fruits on the farm?
Well, we have a community garden that we use for our schools, but I do not grow fruits and vegetables. I ladle them over to the Geisingers or some other of the farms.
Okay. Excellent. Let's talk about the schools and the education program. I know on the website you use the term agro-education.
Correct.
So what does that mean, and who are you serving with that?
Well, when I came out to Lehigh County in 97, I came out to teach horseback riding and carriage driving. And after 9/11, it was like, okay, Lord, what am I really here for? And that's when we started the educational center. As I saw people moving in and our farms disappearing, I decided that we needed to reach out and try to help people understand we're stewards of the land, we're not consumers. So we entered into relationships with Allentown School System, Bethlehem School System, surrounding Lehigh County, Southern Lehigh School District. It's expanded to homeschools because that has exploded over the last few years.
And what are the students learning?
We have a 5-station that the students go through, because a lot of students, we get a lot of young people, particularly from inner city, that have no idea where their food comes from. I had one young man that got off the bus, and he goes, I don't drink any milk that comes from an animal. And I said, really? Where does your milk come from? He goes, Wegmans. I said, oh, okay. And then we would take young people to the garden, and even their parents would not recognize that the plant in relationship to the vegetable in relationship to what even you would cook with it. So it's a revelation to a lot of young people that fruit trees grow fruit and that peppers come from pepper plants. And then I had one lady look at me and we had sunflowers. And I said, well, behind that center of the sunflower, the seed. She goes, no, it isn't. I said, yeah, they are. And then the broccoli, she was looking at the broccoli and the broccoli had flowers, so it was yellow. And she said, well, that isn't broccoli. I said, no, those, remember the florets of broccoli? That's where it goes to. So we do a lot of helping people understand that chickens don't have 13 legs like in the value pack and that there's a humane way of caring for all animals.
And what benefits, I think, to the students and even to society do you hope to provide through that learning?
We hope to provide that people have a reverence and an awe for what God provides for us. We process our own chickens. And when you process your chickens, and these are the ones you've grown, and then you put your hands on them, and you take their life from them, and then you put them in the freezer, you're no more interested in doing an all-you-can-eat type of thing. It is having more reverence for the food you eat, and then realize that seasonality is important. Young people have no idea of seasons, none, because they go to the grocery store and the food's always available. They have no idea that strawberries come in the spring and that peaches come at a certain time and that apples come in the fall. Even when I ask young people from higher level, other high schools even, the reality isn't there.
What are some of the most maybe memorable moments that you've had on the farm that where students maybe had this aha moment or connected with something?
You bring out eggs and you let them hold an egg. It's warm. So the reality is that they're used to cold eggs. They come from a refrigerator. So eggs are warm. We let them pet a chicken. Chickens have feathers. Milk can come from goats and cows and sheep because we have all those at the farm.
Not just a carton, right?
And that's just a carton. Or I've never milked an almond. So I have to tell them that, you know, I've never milked an almond. So it's just telling people that the sources of it and then the importance of caring for the animal that produces the milk and that a lot of people have no idea that you have to breed cows every year in order to get milk. They think it's like the Dairy Queen, where you just get the cows pregnant once, the cow is a calf, and then produces milk for ad infinitum.
And I know you also work with populations of individuals who have had either head injuries
Yes.
or physical or mental challenges. What is it about farming that's inclusive and rewarding for some of those populations?
The great part about farms is there's a place for everybody. And I learned that from a wonderful Amish family that I had bought my draft horses with, because I originally did not have a tractor on my farm. I totally ran my farm with horsepower.
Wow.
Until 2008. I had two Belgian drafts, and they ran all my machinery. But I learned from those families that there was a place for everybody. You were never too old. You were never too young. You were never too disabled in order to be a contributing part of the farm. So when we'd have people that would come out with mental and physical challenges, if you didn't have small motor skills, you could use your large motor skills to push, pull, move, that type of thing. And so we're blessed to serve New Vitae, which is from Quakertown. And we also have individual groups. And we have Janet that's come out since 2006 that volunteers at our farm.
And with your dairy cows, you produce, for your size of farm, a decent amount of milk. Some of that goes to nonprofits in the area, right?
Correct. We were contracted with Second Harvest in 2023 to join in with them to start providing milk to five different food banks in the Lehigh Valley and in Northampton County as well. So in 1 year, we totaled almost 16,000 half gallons produced to that general population, which out of our eight cows, we were very thankful for, because Jersey cows don't give the same amount of milk that Holsteins do. Jersey cows are recognized for their high fat content, and they give a lower volume. Holsteins, the black and white cows you see dancing across your screen, they are bred for volume. So some Holstein cows can give up to 14 gallons of milk per day, one cow. Ours gives about 5.
I know we talked a little bit, too, that we have the educational aspect and the not-for-profit aspect, but you also have an area on the farm where you can host people overnight, right? Like kind of like a bed and breakfast.
Right.
That's really fascinating. Talk about that.
Well, it's called Being a Farmer for a Day, and we welcome people to come in and stay at the farmhouse. Now, the farmhouse has 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom, and some people are aghast that they don't have their individual bathroom, but I told them they're lucky to have a bathroom because the farm originally had an outhouse. And so we upgraded, and the farmhouse did not have a bathroom until 1968. So I said, you're really blessed to be able to use this. So, yes, we have a nonprofit component, which is the Flint Hill Farm Educational Center, and then the for-profit, which is the Flint Hill Farm Ag.
And people can also work the farm, correct?
They can. They can come out and play with us as well. People are amazed that we start early.
Like a farmer?
Like a farmer. we start around 5:30 in the morning and then run till 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. And they're like, so you mean you're working? And so, no, well, we usually take a break between maybe 11:30 and 2, but there are always things to do. And seasonal changes, like we have calves and we have goats in the spring, and then we have our summer camps in the summer. So we serve young people. And then exciting this year, we were able to create, thanks to Fleming Foundation, we were able to create 10 slots for the local foster care program. So we offer to the foster care families who have so much on their plate that their young people can come to the farm for a week for free. So we were able to offer that this year.
That sounds like a great program. So, Kathleen, where can people find you online, and what's your address there?
Well, thank you so much. Our website is www.flinthillfarm-edcenter.org. That is our website, and then our address is 1922 Flint Hill Road, Coopersburg, PA, 18036. Come to our farm store, come walk around, see the animals. All the animals think you came to see them anyway.
Kathleen, thanks for joining us here, and thanks for doing what you're doing to connect people with the land here.
Well, thank you for offering to bring us here. Thank you.
I'm Mike Drabenstock, and this is The Inside Dish.